This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
And we're talking about weird ways to eat your food. I mean, not just eating your food in the shower. That's a bit... I mean, that's pretty normal, actually.
No, that's for weird.
Most people. That's weird. Yeah, no, we're definitely going to put that in the category of that. It's a little bit weird.
I've never tried it, but I'm going to normalise it.
I like it. So you had a little story, didn't you, about
it threw me a little bit. So okay. I walked in my work, and there was one of my colleagues. She was in there, and she had a takeaway coffee cup with a straw in it. And I was is that a coffee? Are you drinking that with a straw? And she went, yeah, I'm drinking my coffee with a straw. And I've never ever in my life seen someone drink coffee with a straw. And I asked her, like, why are you doing that? She goes, oh, it stops my teeth going yellow. So it's kind of like the direct injection of coffee.
Yes.
Missing the teeth and just getting transported straight to the back of the throat.
I've gone through, like, this is drive-through coffee place, which I can't remember what it's called, but they do give straws. But it's the only thing you can buy from that place.
It's coffee. Strange. And then the next day I went into work, and for the second time in 2 days, I saw this happening again with a different girl at work. She was drinking her coffee out of a straw. And I asked her, why are you doing this? She said, oh, it's just the way my sisters drink the coffee. It's just the way she's been brought up. So,
brought up?
Yeah, it's a weird phenomenon.
It's a lifestyle.
That I have not encountered before, and I do not enjoy it. I think that's a really weird way to drink coffee.
I feel like the next step is just to inject it straight into your bloodstreams.
Well, people take caffeine pills, which is basically like they're trying to get the value of a coffee.
And keep your teeth white, so...
Exactly. Although, I don't know what it does for your insides.
Nah, coffee's one of those life's just like few... delicacies. I think you got to enjoy it. Screw caffeine pills.
No, thank you.
It opens up the question though. Like, what is a weird way that you've seen someone consume something?
Well, there's if you've seen that Seinfeld episode where this guy's like he's cutting up like a chocolate bar with a knife and fork.
Oh.
And there's also what do you guys think? Pizza? Even if a gourmet pizza with knife and fork?
No.
I hate it.
I will if it's no a gourmet thanks. Pizza and if it's a little bit delicate, so there might be some nice ingredients on there. I will knife and fork it.
Everything else, hate it, not rate it.
Nah, see, like, I'm all for eating pizza with my hands, but the only time I'd ever use cutlery is if I was, like, I don't know, at the in-laws or something, or, you know, trying to impress someone, look really fancy, but, nah, pizza's...
If you're eating pizza, I don't know if you're really in a position where you're trying to look fancy.
Yeah, exactly.
You just ordered $5 Domino's.
You're already past that stage.
When I was in primary school, one of my, some guy I knew, he would, for some reason, like, he hadn't learned how to eat a sandwich properly, so you know how... It was like a Vegemite sandwich. You know, you eat a sandwich with spread in it, you know, like a burger, basically. He was eating it from, like, the middle. So he had the middle, then he would, like, you know, so
he would fold it over and start eating from the middle.
So it would be, like, you know, it would be flat, and he would eat it from the middle. That's... And then to eat the rest, he would have to fold it.
I feel like you get Vegemite on your nose.
Yeah, I think so.
Just saving a little bit for later.
Yeah,
it has a really long time.
It was so weird that the teacher had to tell him off for, you know, eating anything, because that is... It's weird. I used to eat burgers like that. I used to eat burgers, so I didn't know how to eat a burger properly as a kid. So I would get a McChicken. I would take a bite, but then by the time, because I wasn't holding it properly, so the patty would be out.
There is a certain balance to the eating of a burger where you want the correct patty to bun ratio.
Yeah, totally.
And you don't want to get to the end and be stuck with just a lot of bread.
Yeah, even like the whole. I find the whole doing a shoey kind of concept is an interesting way to consume your. Soft drinks?
Yes. Yeah, it is strange just putting any kind of thing in a shoe and eating out of a shoe. it's just weird and wacky ways, and I'm sure that in our lives we're on count of many more people that have done crazy things when they're eating stuff.
And of course, the one that destroys your hopes and dreams of buying a house is the avocado latte.
Yeah.
Pouring a latte in an avocado.
I haven't tried it.
Yeah.
Do you guys want me to nip out? I can grab three. Just
yeah,
for
three to go. Break.
To go.
Yeah, all right. Well, we'll play a song, and I'll just nip out, and I'll get these avocado lattes. Yep, yeah. 1, 2, 3.
No sugar?
Yeah, absolutely not. Of course, of course.
And this is Burn It Down by Daughter. You're listening to Sin 90.7, Get Serial with Tal, Caleb, and
Stefan. Those avocado lattes are on the way.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.